USA Radio News with Wendy King.
We will begin our open hearings in the impeachment inquiry next week.
House Intelligence Chairman Adam Schiff says one of those testifying next Wednesday will be Ambassador Bill Taylor. His private deposition was just released, and in it he told the inquiry panel he felt sure the Trump administration was withholding much-needed military aid in exchange for a political investigation of the Biden family and the 2016 election. Republican Senator Lindsey Graham.
What I can tell you about the Trump policy toward the Ukraine, it was incoherent. They seem to be incapable of forming a quid pro quo.
Saudi Arabia is accused of recruiting two former Twitter employees to get personal account information on its critics. Prosecutors say they were spying on nearly 6,000 Twitter accounts and were paid by Saudi Arabia in cash and also a luxury watch. This is USA Radio News.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved, I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
Hi, I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Eric, and I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
An official request has been made by Kentucky Governor Matt Bevin's campaign for the Commonwealth to re-canvass votes from Tuesday's elections. Bevin shared his reasoning.
What we know is that there really are a number of significant irregularities, the specifics of which we're in the process of getting affidavits and other information that will help us to get a better understanding of what did or did not happen.
Democrat Andy Beshear claimed victory as Bevin refused to concede defeat. A 61-year-old white Milwaukee man, Clifton Blackwell, will be charged with a hate crime as he's been accused of throwing acid on a Hispanic man's face. The victim's attorney, Craig Mastantuono, says his client was confronted outside of a restaurant.
That charge accuses Mr. Blackwell, who I should note is entitled to a presumption of innocence, but accuses Mr. Blackwell of recklessly causing great bodily harm to Mr. Vieves as a result of the actions that he is accused of.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The Senate has voted unanimously to send a bill to President Trump that would make certain types of animal cruelty a federal felony. Senators passed the Preventing Animal Cruelty and Torture Act, a bipartisan proposal that makes it a federal crime to crush, burn, drown, suffocate, impale, or sexually exploit animals. The bill is an expansion of a 2010 law that made it a crime to create and sell videos of animals fighting. The House passed the bill on October 22nd. The new law does not interfere with state and local animal cruelty laws. The president is expected to sign the bill into law. The results of a different kind of poll may be good news for President Trump. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
It's not a poll of how you're voting, but rather what you expect the results of the race for the White House to be. 56% of respondents in that new poll from Politico Morning Consult say they expect President Trump to be reelected. And they've also found high levels of enthusiasm for the election among both Republicans and Democrats, with 92% of all respondents saying they are likely to vote in next year's national elections. Nearly 2,000 registered voters took part in that national survey. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
You don't have to wait for the top of the hour. You can listen to the news anytime by logging on to usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.